All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 71, special Hanukkah edition. Hopefully we'll get a few of these in during Hanukkah. Learning today is sponsored by Avi Hochstein in memory of his mother, Eshke Fredo Bas Michal, Tehi Nishmas Atzru B'Tzura Chaim. Okay, so question of the day is, do my Hanukkah candles need to be the same height? Is it okay if it's like a design, tall, low, is that a problem? Obviously the Shamash is its own height, it's a separate candle, but the regular Hanukkah candles, you know, and I'm lighting four candles, is it a problem if there's some sort of design that they're at different heights? Okay, so depends who you ask. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is probably the most prominent that I saw inside, who says that's a problem. You can't do that. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, I'll read in Kuf Lamed Tes, Haneiro Sihiyu Beshura Achas, that they have to be in a straight row, Bishave, equal height. Lo Echad Gavoa, Lo Echad Namach. First of all, he also said they have to be in a straight row. So that also cuts out, like, you know, a circular menorah, a semicircle menorah. That's not even what I'm talking about, but he says that's not good. And then he says, that's the Bishave, equal height. You can't have one tall and one low. So it's got to be equal. Where does that come from? Says who? So it could be some say this is just Hidur Mitzvah. Okay, it's beautiful. It's more beautiful if it's, you know, a straight, symmetrical, equal type of look. But a little more fundamentally, there are those who suggest based on the Maharal. The Maharal has this famous opinion that our Chanukiah, our menorah, has to be Dumya de Mikdash, similar to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the Maharal says you can't use wax candles, because in the Beis HaMikdash, they use oil. Using a wax candle, that's not similar to what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not commemorating the menorah of the Mikdash. So that's the Maharal. So like what we're saying here is like, just like the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash was a straight line, so too our menorah has to be a straight line. We don't accept the Maharal. The Ramah says you can use wax candles. The Mishnah Berurah says you can use wax candles. Certainly against the Maharal. But there are those who say, like, we don't fundamentally completely reject the Maharal. We just think he's going a little too far with rejecting the wax candles. But other than that, we should try our best to mimic what was actually done in the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe this is why, to try to keep it in a straight line, similar to how it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. However, there are those who argue. The Eliyahu Rabba, for example, says not only are you allowed to have them at different heights, but it's lechatchila to have them at different heights. What's the pshat? I'll read inside. Eliyahu Rabba says in Tafrei Shayin Gimel, he quotes the Shiari Knesset Agdola, Kishemadlik Bishel Shava, specifically, I guess, when you're using a wax candle, Nachon legvoa kol echad gavoa mechavero. You should actually have them going in ascending order, higher than the next. Why? Al derech ma'alin b'kodesh. Like we say the concept, ma'alin b'kodesh ve'inmo ridim. We go up in Kedusha and not down. That's the reason we light more candles every night, ma'alin b'kodesh. So he says, let's manifest that physically in another way of lighting them on an upwards trajectory. So that's saying that it's actually better to do it like that. And then Rav Moshe Feinstein is a little more, you know, reserved in the matter, but he says, he doesn't say it's l'chatchila, but he proves that it's certainly allowed. So he proves this based on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Tuf Resh Ayin Tes, Sivkatan Beis. So there he's talking about lighting Chanukah candles on Erev Shabbos. And as we all know, we need the candles to last longer in Erev Shabbos because we're lighting them early and they got to last all the way till half hour after Tzeis. So the Mishnah says at least one candle, right? Because the main mitzvah is Ner Ishu Beiso. We do Mehadrim, we light a lot. But at least one candle has got to last the extra long time, you know, about 90 minutes, 2 hours in Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah says if you're using oil lamps, just make sure at least one oil lamp has a lot of extra oil. And what if you're using candles? So Mishnah Berurah says, make sure one candle is longer. Make sure you have like one of those really tall, long candles, and that's going to last enough time. So it says Rav Moshe, you see from here that the Mishnah Berurah is saying it's okay to have a tall candle and a short candle. It's not like the Mishnah Berurah is describing one of those, you know, up and down type of menorahs, but he is talking about candles at different heights, and he says it's okay. So Rav Moshe also says it's okay. So Pashas is Li'ikuva for sure. It's okay to have a menorah that is of separate height, the candles of separate height. That will not disqualify your menorah. Again, the main mitzvah is one candle. So like any one candle at its height is the mitzvah. You fulfill the mitzvah by lighting one candle. Once you're already getting into the Hidurim to do it Mehadrin and nicer, I think besides the Eliyahu Rabba, I think everyone would agree it's better to have a straight, nice menorah. It's better to follow the Maharal to be Dumya to Mikdash like it was in the Beis HaMikdash. But I think but accepted in Halacha would be that if they're not equal, it's still a kosher and valid menorah and fulfillment of Hadlakas Neros.